The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Do you remember the late 90s movie Henry Fool by Hal Hartley about a social misfit who rises from obscurity to overwhelming literary fame on the merit of a single long poem? The text of that great American poem never appears in the film, but we viewers are made to understand it is so profound, urgent, and revelatory. It blows the minds of people far and wide. When Henry Fool came out, I was fresh out of grad school, preoccupied with my own desire for those very same markers of success. I remember passing days with the film in my mind, thinking about what kind of poem might speak so deeply to so many readers. Something that cuts straight through the medium of language itself, to touch ground with something akin to universal truth, if such a thing even existed. More than two decades later, I still can't imagine what a poem like that would look like or say. Not because of a lack of belief in poetry, but because poems can sometimes call your attention to things you don't necessarily want to hear. How could everybody and their mother be eager for that kind of honesty? Still, if I had to choose a model for the great American poem, I'd perhaps choose the poem Cosmos by Walt Whitman. Because when I surrender to Whitman's vision, which is vast and philosophical and also deeply rooted in the familiar and concrete, I feel embraced by, well, all that is. I feel myself to be a purposeful part of creation, which is how all of us, no matter who we are intended to feel. Cosmos appeared in Whitman's Leaves of Grass, a book he revised and expanded from 1855, when it was first published, until his death in 1892. Leaves of Grass was Whitman's lifelong attempt at writing the great American book of poems. It is as much an exploration of the trends and deep social rifts that make America what it is, as a treatise on the notion of the unity of all things. This is Walt Whitman's Cosmos, who includes diversity and is nature, who is the amplitude of the earth and the coarseness and sexuality of the earth and the great charity of the earth and the equilibrium also, who has not looked forth from the windows, the eyes for nothing, or whose brain held audience with messengers for nothing, who contains believers and disbelievers, who is the most majestic lover, who holds duly his or her triune proportion of realism, spiritualism, and of the aesthetic or intellectual, who, having considered the body, finds all its organs and parts good, who, out of the theory of the earth and of his or her body, understands by subtle analogies all other theories, the theory of a city, a poem, and of the large politics of these states, who believes not only in our globe with its sun and moon, but in other globes with their suns and moons, who, constructing the house of himself or herself, not for a day, but for all time, sees races, eras, dates, generations, the past, the future, dwelling there, like space, inseparable together. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.